I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. An Islamic courts militia leader with ties to terrorist group Al-Qaeda has emerged in Somalia. Sheikh Hassan Dar-Always heads a new parliament. Greg Musselman, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, thinks the new regime bodes ill for believers already under fire in the hardline Muslim country.
The number one thing that we can continue to do is to pray for the church in Somalia, that the Lord will raise them up and ways and give us creative ways to get materials and just to bring practical help, and mostly encouragement to let the Somali Christians know that they're not forgotten.
Next, IA Network's Rody Rodehaver says persecution isn't on the front burner anymore with Turkey's focus on entering the European Union. For that, they have to correct the records on religious freedom and human rights abuses. IA Network's goals for growth are ambitious, yet gradual.
The staff in Turkey are able to develop relationships and begin the very slow relationship building that allows us at some point to share the gospel in a very natural and unoffensive fashion.
And Christians around the world are being asked to pray for the vice president of Russian ministry, Sergei Rakhuba. On June 19th, Rakhuba suffered a serious back injury while doing some home maintenance. Rakhuba is still hospitalized in a Chicago area rehabilitation hospital, receiving therapy for his broken back. But he is up and walking and doing exercises. Prayer is needed for not only his physical healing, but that young Russian leaders will fill Rahuba's void while he recovers. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International AIDS making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today, a free gift we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Christ. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.